Welcome to the podcast series for A Father Without a Family. Today we discuss incarceration. Is dad a bad person? What collateral damage is done to a child when one of their parents goes to jail? There is obviously a huge number of reasons why someone would be going to jail. Nevertheless, it is all criminal activity, whether it is drink driving or armed assault. There is a world of statistics to inform us on what types of people commit crime. For example, in Australia, white-collar crime is more popular with people who have the power and means to avoid detection. This does not in any way predispose people from higher education and money to commit fraudulent crime. What it does say is that people from all parts of our socioeconomic schema commit crime, and therefore equally there is a spread of children affected by this crime across our community. I wonder then, do children who in general attend the higher performing schools experience a jail parent different to those from a lower performing school? Is there a link between education and how socially unacceptable behaviour is perceived by our children? I would argue that yes, there is. Like so many parts of our life, education is key. We must also accept that children who do attend our very best schools are not immune from any criminality or from developing attitudes that the majority of society would find questionable. Perceived rules, norms, and attitudes are all developed in the home, at school, and in the community our children are being raised in. All three of these factors contribute to how our kids will judge and question social behaviour. We must also understand the effect that both social and traditional media have on our young people's brains. There are numerous examples of children being bullied online, with some feeling so unloved that they resort to suicide. This is a huge slight on our community as a whole, not just on the parents of these kids. I wonder if in liberalising our world we have lost a little protection for those that really need it sometimes. When a parent goes to jail, there is a grieving process with all the side effects that come with it. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance. All parties involved would experience this based on their connection with the person being jailed. What happens to the people left behind? Are the parents together or separated? Will the other parent try to shape the child's mind on what they think about the other parent being in jail? How will the child be treated at school when all their friends find out? These are some of the huge underlying issues for our children to face when one of us gets incarcerated. This should underpin our moral and ethical decision-making process before undertaking such an illegal activity. Going to jail may very well ruin your life as an adult. However, it may also ruin your child's life. This is terribly selfish not to comprehend the complete cost of your actions. A person committed to jail does not mean they are without the means of rehabilitation. Nor should they be considered incapable of being an active parent. Our society is based on the rule of law. Without it, we would quickly wind back the Darwinian clock a few steps. People do make mistakes. I have, and will continue to do so. We all do. It's part of being human. This here is the tricky part. Supporting a parent who is incarcerated by ensuring their child has a balanced view of such matters. This comes through education. Many would argue that this all depends on the crime. Is a rapist, murderer, or sex offender capable of being an active parent? I would think the community at large would say no. I would think most people think they have lost those rights when they committed such horrendous crimes, and I guess I agree. How then do we filter what crime is worthy of contact with your child and what is not? What about time? If it is a short time in jail, how does that compare with a long stint? Should the children get to see the parent? Do they visit the jail? Is this what's best for the child, or is it about making the incarcerated parent feel connected to the outside world? Recently, Sesame Street aired an episode which covered this very subject. They've created a kit which is designed to assist children and carers of people who are incarcerated. In the end, we do need to focus on the children. Sure, the jailed parent will need support, but they are an adult and have a lot more life experience to help them through their time in jail. And as an adult, they should take responsibility for their actions if found guilty. Our children, however, are not that well equipped. They need love, support, and security. Choose your actions carefully. There is always collateral damage when you go to jail. Thank you. This has been a podcast for A Father Without a Family.